In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, on this Pentecost Sunday, St. Alphonsus teaches us that our Lord Jesus Christ was given to us by God as Savior and Master. Hence he came to earth principally to teach us, not only by his words, but also by his example, how we are to love God, who is our supreme good. Thus, as we read in this day's gospel, he said to his disciples, that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father hath given me commandment, so do I. To show the world the love I bear to the Father, I will execute all his commands. In another place, he said, I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. John chapter 6, verse 38. So devout souls, if you love God, if you love him and desire to become saints, you must seek his will and wish what he wishes. St. Paul tells us that the divine love is poured into our souls by means of the Holy Ghost. The charity of God is poured into our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given to us. So if we wish for the gift of divine love, we constantly must beseech the Holy Ghost to first make us know and then do the holy will of God. Many wish to love God, but they at the same time want to follow their own will and not his. But it is certain that our salvation consists in loving God. A soul that doesn't love God is not alive, but dead. According to the scripture, according to the first epistle of St. John, chapter 3, verse 14, he that loveth not abideth in death. The perfection of love consists in conforming our will to the will of God, and life is in his good will. Psalm 29, verse 6, and St. Paul to the Colossians, have charity, the bond of perfection. According to the Areopagite, the principal effect of love is to unite the wills of the lovers so that they may have but one heart and one will. So all our works, all of our communions, prayers, penances, alms deeds, everything, please God in proportion to their conformity to the divine will. If they are contrary to his will, they are no longer acts of virtue, but defects deserving chastisement. And while preaching one day, our Lord was told that his mother and brethren were waiting for him outside. In an answer to this, he said, "Whosoever shall do the will of my Father that is in heaven, he is my brother and my sister and my mother." Now, our Lord was not, as the Protestants scurrilously assert, demoting our Blessed Mother and her importance and her special place. No, by these words, he gave us to understand that he acknowledged as friends and relatives those alone who fulfill the will of his Father. The saints in heaven, they love God perfectly. In what does the perfection of their love consist? In an entire conformity to the divine will. Thus, our Lord has taught us to pray for the grace to do the will of God on earth as the saints do it in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Saint Teresa of Avila taught that they who practice prayer should seek in all things to conform their will to the will of God. In this, she adds, consists the highest perfection. He that preaches it and he that practices it in the most perfect manner shall receive from God the greatest of gifts and shall make the greatest progress in the interior life. The accomplishment of the divine will has been the one and only end or goal of the saints in the practice of all the virtues. Blessed Henry Suson used to say, I would rather be the most vile man on earth with the will of God than be a seraphic angel with my own will. And a perfect act of conformity is sufficient to make a person a saint. Behold, Jesus Christ appeared to St. Paul while he was persecuting the church, and he converted him in an instant. What did the saint do? He did nothing more than offer to God his will, that he might dispose of it as he pleased. Lord, he exclaimed, what will you have me do? And instantly, the Lord declared to Ananias that Saul was a vessel of election and an apostle to all the Gentiles. This man is a vessel of election to carry my name before the Gentiles. Acts chapter 9, verse 15. He that gives his will to God gives him all that he has. He that mortifies himself by fasts and penitential austerities, or that gives alms to the poor for God's sake, he gives to God a part of himself. But he that gives to God his will gives him everything and can say, Lord, having given thee my will, I have nothing more to give thee. I've given thee all. It is our heart that at our will that God asks of us. My son, give me thy heart. Proverbs 23, verse 26. Since then, says the holy abbot Nihus, since our will is so acceptable to God, we ought in our prayers to ask of him the grace, not that we may do what we will, but that we may do all that he wishes us to do. We all know this truth, that our sanctification consists in doing the will of God, but it's often so difficult to put into practice. So on this Pentecost Sunday, let us implore the divine Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, to help us do just that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.